Okay, so there, PYL, PO is taking his went to walk. Well, it's winter now, mid-November 2024. And he just prayed that morning to God, please always be with me. Yeah, he felt a little lonely, maybe, but not so much. Yes, it would be nice to have the good friends around. Now they lived here and there, spread out. Some in this world, some in others. In this country and others. But then, now, we switch perspective to the perspective of the more real world. Whoops, Bovar Loka, where the gang is, where God is, and where you never feel lonely, even if when you're alone. And yes, down there, up here is nodding. Yeah, thanks, that's how I feel already here. So back to them up there. So sitting a gang around, you know, in a nice garden around a table, or you know, with some kind of device there on their table. And they are his friends. His real friends. Including his lady. Because, yes, she came to help him. And here she is. So far hasn't been able to come down there and reach him because it's just too dangerous, they tell her. So she doesn't know what to do, and therefore they have now more and more focused on, you know, the Prabhupadaites and the Gaudiya Missionites, who are family. And there you got Bhaktivedanta, he was called that. And some of them are masters. Some are still feeling like neophytes, but they're together and they're helping each other, and they are, of course, trying to help. You know, they're speaking here. Of course, we're trying to help all of you Prabhus who are still down there trying to do the glorious job of giving you life energy, we're giving you intelligence. And there you see our peers, like maybe, I don't know, like a big crystal ball or something. You see its head there. That crystal ball is good. Or a shape of a head made of some crystal. You know, not these crystal skulls. Which, well, may be a way to connect, the people used to connect to their pitas. But a beautiful head, beautifully sculptured out of beautiful crystal or something like that. And there, all of a sudden, his place, or his head takes place in there. Peos. He's sleeping or lying there meditating or something, or taking his walks. Right now, a chilly winter walk. That can be very refreshing, calming. Nature is just cooling down, calming down. Trees have gone to sleep. Animals are doing so too. The ducks are still around the year. But yeah. They also go into resting mode. And there he is now during the dark season, meditating, writing, and you know, and they sit there and look at him and talk about him and talk with him, and you know, and then someone else enters in there. So they are several of those now, where they can connect to, I mean very personally, to different people. And Arpeo, as he realizes this, his first thing he says is, I connect to Trump and Putin and Biden and all of those people. You already got Tulsi there. Yes, we're trying as good as we can. But some are stubborn and selfish and you need to make yourself heard properly and received. So it's a tricky thing. But you know, just this building media down there in Shadowland. We're building media here on a high level. What you are doing is just reflecting that and yeah, those of you who are still around, which are still most of you, followers of Prabhupada. You still have your fingers to type with. Your eyes and ears, most of you. Some of you are young, strong. We're giving you a lot of strength. Good chi, good prana. And when that is offered to you, please take it as from us. So you are the instruments to create in there, in the forms of matter. And that's what you're doing. Keep going, Prabhuji. He hears. His friends, his real friends. Cheering. They're somewhere from. Or is it imagination? Now comes the collective voice. You can be in touch with Paramatma. Guide and teach you there in the heart. And you can be in contact with us. And don't worry, soon you will be here. Well, not soon in your time, but in the real time, so just relax. But then he gets that glimpse of life there, and yes, it's as if he is not allowed to peep more into that other world right now, because it is just too nice. And you may remember, most people who have near-death experiences, who go and visit that realm of their ancestors, they don't want to come back. Those who died, as you call it, and then were told, sorry, you need to go back, your business down there is not finished. So in this way, some, a lot of people today are taught that way, that you don't need that, they assured him. You know it anyway now. You were taught. Well, the turbo path, you could say, but still. A soft, nice way. And we're helping you to get nice, comfortable lives, so, but then don't just waste away that time I've left enjoying that comfort. Whether your home is in a temple or not, comes the voice there, and it's, you can see them, that he's zooming in on him. Who will then understand is the one who used to be called Bhaktivedanta, and you got Bhaktisiddhanta and Bhaktivinoda. And those are, you see, there at that table too. Oof. But they are so grateful and concerned, wanting to help their followers, who after all gave their lives to their mission. Walking there every year, selling books on the streets, translating and producing and working and washing the pots and fixing the things. Of course we're here enjoying the show, enjoying this story. And yes, people say they're walking on earth. I think you're writing the story. Yes and no, I mean, we are making it together, aren't we? So they're talking like that. And maybe that's Prabhupada. Some of the Prabhupada they're talking. All three of them. Four or five or whatever. And then you got that beautiful, beautiful, bright presence there. Whom they just don't want to show him now, Theo. Because then his life, his whole inspiration to continue plodding around in this, that shadow world will be gone. He would see it as utter darkness and madness and illusion, and please get me away from here. You know, ending up as a Radhakund Babaji or something, but that's not what he was supposed to do. And they, the Sankirtaners, the big Mridanga players, and yeah, you know, here you have the big Mridanga band, the Danish Sankirtan, with their t-shirts and their name, Vishnupad's drummers. Yeah. And he actually silkscreen printed their t-shirts by himself. Yeah, they had fun. We had fun. He says to himself as he's walking there. Most are still there, comes the voices. So, you know, come together. Play that song there, Priyarata. And tell this story there too. Yes. So there it goes. And so we, and yeah, the point here is he realizes something. That this loneliness feeling is one of the main illusions here. There is no loneliness, no reason to fear anything, no reason to want more and be greedy and be dissatisfied, or no question of what is the meaning of life, because the meaning of life is soul. Obvious, and here completely obvious. Not that we're talking from Bhuvaloka here. You know, be friends, have a good time, be creative. Share, help each other. And yes, love each other. You have to bring back that word into the vocabulary of the intelligent people. So there's all this strategy unfolding there, and he realizes, as he has understood that now years ago, and it kind of just, the realization becomes gradually, slowly but steadily, more vivid. But yes, he's just being used as a tool, and not just, he is so grateful, saying thank you, and they are saying thank you for working so hard, although you are you have the right to retire, as many of your god brothers and god sisters have rightfully done. But you are going on, and you can be, and you will be. A leader of the youth, the young, strong ones who are coming up now. Intelligent. Free thinkers, independent. Not just needing getting shelter in a group somewhere. That sounds decently okay. But you know, there's more to it. The mission. But also showing, first of all, and that now we're showing here the young. You know, we're showing, and this is all meant to be in a film. I would like to have it animated, Chris and Leo style. You know how you have the young ones. Coming there, and but also the first and foremost way of teaching the world and changing the world and making the world better is to show it by your own example. Yadyada charati shrishtas and so on. And then they can learn that from the old timers. Those who don't have Alzheimer's yet. Those who do, they're just peacefully shifting out to this strange place. Yes, peacefully, because that's how my life is turning now, he says. And for us, when we're growing older, not whatever we do, it's because we want to. So yes, and someone sits, you know, we're back at that table there in Buvarloka, someone leans back and says, but yeah, and don't worry if you don't see the whole strategy at once. It would be boring then, wouldn't it? Because this is a drama to unfold. And then they're all laughing. Yeah, says Pia down there. I realize that much. It's the biggest online adventure game ever made, isn't it? Well, you could say so. You could say so.